Well, I crossed the French Broad on the old Knoxville Highway.
Yes, you call the French, you cross the French Road. Yes, that's right.
That's a broad river.
Well, it's a lake now, you know. See, the Douglas Lake backed it all up there now, you know.
I was going to say, that's your...
I used to ferry there.
Is that so?
Used to be a ferry. You know, we'd go into Knoxville. You go down by the ferry and pay so much, then ferry you over. And, right in Dandridge. You know Dandridge? You know
what? Yeah.
Well, we get off the boat right nearly in Dandridge, just a little.
Did you have a, how did you operate that?
Well, they had a man to operate. He had it on a cable, had it fastened to a cable.
Uh-huh. I see. Now, what, talk about elevations of land now. It's just a kind of a slight, how high was the land around that harbor?
Well, Bridgeport is 1,100 and something above sea level. But around Bat Harbor, it's a little higher, not much.
How far would you say? Was it about just a couple of miles from Bridgeport?
About a couple of miles, that's right. A
couple of miles east?
No, it's south.
Uh-huh.
It's south of Bridgeport. This is south. This is east, and this is north.
So it would be, is it closer to, as the crow flies, is it closer to Bat Harbor from Newport or to Bridgeport?
It's closer to Bridgeport.
Because that Bat Harbor's beyond that.
That's right. Well, it'd be right there. You make a left turn, go south. You're going east when you go to Bridgeport.
Uh-huh.
But you got to turn this way and go south over to Bat Harbor.
Uh-huh. I see. So Bat Harbor's south.
That's right. Now, the Allen Branch that I spoke of, is a watershed for Bat Harbor. That's where the water comes all gathers and come down by my father's home where I was raised.
I see.
Yeah, but you know what? I found my pictures.
No.
You know what?
If you're talking about elevation of land, just a slight elevation of land, if you call that.
Hill.
Yeah. And then higher than that would be a
mountain.
All right. Now, what about something kind of in between a mountain and a hill? Just these kind of high hills that you see near the edge of a mountain range?
I don't know what would be between a hill and a mountain. I don't know, is it something in between there?
Well, on a door handle, for instance, you turn the...
Yeah.
You open the door, you turn the what?
Bolt.
No, I'm dead, but I'm hanging up.
You open the door, that thing on the door.
It's the bolt you open it with.
Yeah, or a door, that's an old-fashioned door.
Yeah.
But on a modern door, like your door, you call that a door... Doorknob?
Yeah, doorknob.
Well, do you ever use that term knob?
Oh, yes, knob. Well, now, knob is pretty much the same. It might be a little different to a hill.
Uh-huh.
Now, we're in a section of this county. They call it the Knobs.
Uh-huh.
That's west of here.
Uh-huh.
They call it the Knobs. And a little south of west. And they call it down in the Knobs.
I see.
Yes. And it's just a large hill, and there's usually several of them around.
Now, what is that out? Toward Dandridge?
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. I see. And then south of there? Or just in through?
It's between here and Dandridge.
Oh, what you call Reed's? That Reed's community?
Reedtown?
Reedtown.
Yes, it's right by the edge of the Knobs.
Uh-huh.
It just misses the Knobs to the left going toward Knoxville.
Is there a town in the Knobs?
No, there's no village in the Knobs, no. I don't know of any village at all in the Knobs.
All right. Now, something between two mountains that you might pass through.
We call it a valley or a...
Now, if you're going across, like if you're going over to North Carolina, you probably wouldn't go right over the top of the mountain.
No, you go on a lower gap or a valley.
Yeah, well, gap, that was the word. How about something like you'd cut, you know, if you were whittling
mm-hmm.
a knife, and you might cut a little thing in a piece of wood. You were talking about this before, that, you know, when they were with the logs,
mm-hmm.
you'd say that they would, when they would say they'd scale these logs to... You know,
oh, yeah, they'd... A man would get upon a log, and he'd knock great big chunks out. I'd call them slugs.
Uh-huh. Well, what would you call something like that on a smaller piece of wood that you might
do? A chip.
Yeah, a chip, or how about a notch?
Well, the notch is in the wood. The chip is the piece that comes out of it.
Yeah, okay, the notch is what's left after the chip.
That's right.
Okay.